a great spirit, wrote this poem. Uncharted. At high altitude under gray skies, I am riding my black horse. Alone through a mountain forest, winding up and upward again. It's all uphill until the squishy, giggly, shallow stream and the twisty-turny path. Skinny, unpaved, uneven places with rocks, old logs, and low places to avoid. Now the wind is coming in gusts against and all around us. My horse smells rain. I suspect a storm. His nostrils twitch and flare. Deeper and deeper into the forest we go, stirring flocks of fussy birds that peep and squeak and protest as we pass. We blow by the old log abandoned cabin, past the white-tailed deer families that live on the mountain with us. Leaves are swirling, branches rustle. Storm is coming. Clouds are building, and we are turning the corner, leading to a vast opening of sweet meadow grass. Tall, straight pines line both sides of the wildflower meadow, like uniformed guards, doormen, sentries, or watchmen on duty. We are moving ahead, now faster and faster, until we blend and combine into the scene itself, the thrill of a steady forward motion until we are invisible. Looking back over my shoulder, I see the guardian trees so deep and green, leaning toward us as if waving goodbye and farewell. Dreamy, sweet well wishes flow from them as we fly past. My long hair, his black mane and tail, fly straight out behind us in the wind. A salute to the guardians. We are nearing another opening now, galloping hooves pounding out a steady rhythm. I hardly even need the reins, bridle, stirrups, or saddle. A great black beast, my handsome escort, carries me willingly, easily on his back. Thunder rolls again and again, suggesting we focus on the opening ahead. There an unknown meadow lies. We enter the unknown space beyond the known. Breathless, eyes wide open. I want to see it all. I am riding. I am free. I am flying. I am born again and maybe again. It is all coming back to me now. I am going home. Going home. I am going home. I am going home. Written by Karen Conley. Shortly before the death of her body. In August of the year 2020.